I got a fan question too, Mitch. Why do the fans do the wave when the Lions have the ball?
I have no idea.
It's been 15 years since whoever in Seattle started that. But it never failed. And then the team always scores right then. Because today it was a big third down play. Fans doing the wave. And the, you know.
Well, if you do it, you're supposed to do it when the other
when
team
other
has
team
the ball.
When the other team has the
right?
ball.
Does that bother you, Barry? You even noticed it?
Never even noticed.
You never even noticed the fans are doing the wave?
No.
All right. Well, it shows you how
well,
fans
he's
play.
Running the ball, right?
Yeah, he's busy. Yeah. He's busy. He's got to do something. All right, let's go to Steve from Warren. You're with us on the Sunday Sports Album. Barry Sanders is our guest. Your question.
Oh, hello. Mitch, with all due respect, I hope Barry Sanders didn't listen to a word you said.
Well, we're not trying to chase Barry out of town.
No, the reason why I bring that up, I was so excited when I heard you had both Steve Yzerman and Barry on tonight, two just the consummate gentlemen and professional athletes. But Steve Yzerman, it struck me unique because after years of disappointment and years of frustration, what would have happened if he would have left town? None of this back-to-back championships wouldn't have happened. And everybody here in Detroit knows that it's just going to take a little bit of time under the new coach, Ross, but it will happen with a pillar like Barry to build on. And Barry, the city, you mean so much to the city of Detroit. The one thing I did want to point out, I work down in a manufacturing facility down in Detroit, and I'm a salaried employee. And we always look for the common denominator with which to connect to our hourly employees so that we can have good working relationships. And the common denominator I have found is Barry Sanders. Everybody's eyes just
entire companies are being held together
right.
by Barry Sanders. You know, we have nothing else in common, but we have Barry Sanders.
How do you like that, Barry?
Their
eyes light up whenever we start talking. If we get a few minutes of break with them and we get to talk, it just, you mean so much to the city.
And thank you. Let me give Barry a chance to talk. What do you think when you hear
that? Wow, that's a huge compliment. I've never heard been complimented like that before. That's pretty nice.
Productivity shoots up when Barry Sanders is named.
They had a third shift.
If they had painted Barry's picture on the Hudson's building, it'd still be standing,
that's
right?
That's right. They wouldn't have knocked that down. They would not have burned that one down.
Is your picture still downtown? I haven't been down there lately.
Yeah. On the side of the building?
I haven't either. They're probably going to take it off.
Who
they going to put up?
They're not gonna take it down. They're not gonna put up anybody else.
That's right.
But when you see something like that, like larger than life things, like when you were on that side of that building, so large, how's your reaction when you drive past that? What goes on in
it
your
seems
head?
Like it almost seems like it's somebody else up there. It's like wow, you know. So and it's I mean it's a huge compliment that you know Nike or whoever would think that much of you. So. Yeah, that's nice.
Do you tend to think of yourself as someone else when you see images of yourself in football uniform? Is that sort of how you break it down? Like when you, with a helmet and number 20 on your back, that's someone else. Whereas if there's a picture of you as you're dressed now, you know, just looking like a regular guy, that's you. Do you tend to separate it that way?
Yeah, usually if it's more like advertising or something like that. You know, or some commercial, it's
not you.
Like it's somebody else. Yeah.
Well, you're getting better at those commercials.
Yeah, I saw you in the demolition car commercial. Did you see that one?
Uh-uh.
Barry, didn't you run into a car or something?
Ran into it, meaning jumped into it?
No, he's in a demolition like derby with a lion with a blue car. And don't you bang in the...
Yeah, I'm getting banged around by other demolition cars. And supposedly I'm hurdling this couple of cars, stuff like that.
Well, I like the one for, what is it, like John Madden football or something like that, which actually is just like a cartoon of you or something, but they have it like racing around. And makes some pretty good moves for a cartoon.
That's I think it's Madden 98 or 99. It's pretty nice.
Although your moves in real life are much better than those. Kenneth from Detroit, you're with us on the Sunday Sports Album on 760 WJR. Hi, Kenneth.
Hey, how you doing?
Turn down your radio, Kenneth. You're going to hear echo all the way through.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Ken, man. Congratulations on your 10 years.
Thank you.
And I was wondering, this is a question for Barry. Barry, do you think you need a better offensive line blocking for you? Because they got rid of a lot of veterans on that offensive line.
Lomas Brown is no longer there. Kevin Glover is no longer there. And, of course, there's been a number of other changes in different positions there in the last couple of years.
Well, I think we've played pretty well with our offensive line this year. I mean, I was the last person that wanted to see Kevin Glover go. That didn't help us out any. But I think, you know, I don't think that's really our problem. You know, I don't think it's, you know, offensive line. I mean, I think they're playing hard. I think they're playing well. I think especially the last couple of weeks, I think we've ran the ball well, and it's attributed to them.
What do you think the problem is offensively? You can only speak for offense. You don't play defense, but obviously offense is at the very best inconsistent. It goes up and it goes down. There are times it looks very effective, but there are times it doesn't. What is the problem with the offense?
All I can say is, you know, general things like inconsistency. I don't think we have a lack of talent. I think when you strap on the helmet, you're supposed to come to play. And like I was saying before, you know, this is a tough league. And, you know, I don't remember having, like, any easy days. You know, regardless of how it looks, it just, you know, when I'm out there.
They're all hard.
Yeah, it's all tough and it's all hard. And I think that's the approach you have to have. And I'm not sure that everybody understands that. And I think that's why you see that inconsistency.
When you look at the Lions locker room after a loss, now I always give you as an example, Barry, is you can't necessarily read into that, because a lot of people walk into locker rooms and after a loss, and if they hear laughter or if they hear noise, they think this team doesn't care. And I've always said, well, you know, I've known Barry Sanders his whole career, and Barry is exactly the same after a loss as he is after a win. If you go up and ask him a question, he'll answer it. He doesn't get excited, but he doesn't get upset. Does that mean that Barry Sanders doesn't care? Well, clearly not. If you ever watch him play, he plays his heart out every single game. So you can't necessarily judge on that. Are there ways that you know, before the media gets in there, you know, before it starts becoming like a party atmosphere or people's families start dropping, is there a way that you know in the locker room after a game if the team is really taking the game seriously enough?
Sometimes you can. Sometimes you can on the in the locker room after the game, and sometimes on the plane on the way home. If it's a away game, you can tell just from everyone's demeanor, you know, how soon they're able to, you know,
bounce
put
back.
The game behind. Yeah. But
because Bobby Ross obviously was bothered by that when he made that comment about the players and the paychecks. He said afterwards, "Well, I saw some players laughing, and that bothered me, because if you lose, you shouldn't be able to laugh." Do you agree with that?
I think, yeah, to a certain extent, yeah. I don't think, you know, everyone's different. And we have some guys on our team that are, you know, just straight comedians, you know, and they're not going to be serious regardless of the circumstance, you know, but they perform well. And the game matters to them, you know, but, I'm not necessarily like that. But, you know, sometimes it's, you know, you can tell. And especially like in practice, you know, if a guy is giving 100%, things like that. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this, because it kind of plays off Mitch's question and the caller's question and what I was going to ask earlier. And we don't mean to put you on the spot all the time, Barry. We will have some fun before we
just
say
just for the whole hour.
But do you think, beyond the offensive line, which isn't really fair, do you think the Lions over the years have misvalued what some character players mean here? The Chris Spielman's got away, Lomas Brown, your friend, got away, Kevin Glover got away, Brett Perriman, a character player, got away.
Not he was any a character, one, all right.
But not any one player in particular. Do you think maybe they haven't judged what the value of those guys was to the heart and soul of this team as much as they should have? They got good players in their place, but they weren't the same kind. They weren't right. Made of the same thing.
I think that, you know, we, our management is, you know, have done their best to put together a good team. But, you know, that could be. You know, everyone is responsible when we lose, and you know, there's not an excuse that you can give me for letting go a guy like Kevin Glover. You know, stuff like that does hurt. You know, so we've definitely had some guys here that, you know, and I think that's more so what I was talking about earlier, where I said, well, hey, if it was up to me, I mean,
right.
You know, you know, a lot of things come into play, you know, and they have reasons, or we have reasons for doing some of the things that we've done and getting rid of certain players. Those are things that really I can't control. Mm.
Sometimes the reason is nothing more than money. I mean,
that's
the money.
A lot of times that's really what it is.
Good enough reason as far as character or winning or whatever, but it's the reason that things happen.
Why, this is an honest question. What happened with Jerry Ball? I don't even remember. Did he, was that a money thing?
Jerry just
He didn't really want to be here, though.
Yeah, he wanted out at that point. First, he went to Oakland.
Cleveland.
Yeah. From here. He went to Cleveland first. Then Oakland, and then Minnesota. I think Jerry had it.
His act wore thin a little bit with management.
Jerry had had it, and Wayne didn't like Jerry anymore because Jerry was criticizing him, and there was a kind of a falling out, and I think
I talked to Jerry today. He's a lot nicer guy than he was at the end of his stay here.
But, you know,
he was pretty bitter by the end.
He was.
But do you think you got too many nice guys on the team? You know, you don't have a crazy guy like Jerry that, you know, I mean, you might need a couple of them on the squad.
Sometimes,
you got a lot of good guys.
I don't know. I never saw Jerry as a guy who was not a nice guy. And I guess, you know, obviously he's different with me than he is with management, you know. But, yeah, I mean, a guy who fed me half the time, you know. I can't,
sure, you hate to lose. Hate to lose the guys that feed you. You really hate to lose.
Lomas did too. Yeah.
Jump to the phone line here because we have another surprise caller here on this our 10th anniversary show. Hello, caller.
Hello, Mitch. It's Mike Tirico.
Hey, Mike.
I'm calling to wish you a happy 40th anniversary in the business. I think it's great. You've aged very slowly but very well.
Yeah.
You're showing no signs of slowing down at this advanced age of yours.
Feels like 40, but it's only 10. on the other hand, the fountain of eternal youth does lie with Mike Tirico from ESPN, who has never aged.
When you started this show, Mike was 12.
That's right. You know, and you know, I barely was watching football. You know, I was told about these great games in the early 80s.
As your mom changed your diaper. Yeah, I know. Say hi to Barry Sanders, Mike.
I absolutely will. Barry, I sat and it's great when the Lions – I'll tell you what, Barry, I get DirecTV, and it's a great advantage because it's probably the only time my wife lets me watch football is if the Lions are on because she's from Michigan. So I was able to sneak like an hour and a half of football at home today after I got back from work. Unfortunately, once the game got out of hand, we had to go out and try to like hike up some hill to try to be healthy. So, so you know, you guys did more than lose the game. You cost me like a couple of hours of watching TV. I know it's
sorry about that, Mike.
Yeah,
Barry, let me get a serious question out of you. Now that you've played the Packers and played the Vikings, who's better?
Well, the Vikings, I think, seem to be a little more complete. I think they're, you know, on defense, lot more energy. You know, and a lot more youth, and you know, so I think right now they have the edge.
Yeah, I think you measure it in purple, not green, this year, and in the NFC Central, they're a good team.
Gosh, they look so good, and I want to see who's going to slow them down offensively, and who's going to slow down Denver. I got back to watch Denver Jacksonville today, guys, and you know, Denver got stopped on the 1 yard line, still scored 37 points.
maybe Rob Johnson will slow them down when he comes back and gets the job.
Right. That's it. Right now, it's the only thing that can stop the Vikings is replacing Randall Cunningham. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for calling in. Great to talk to you.
Hey, congratulations. We'll look forward to having you on the show, and Barry, best of luck the rest of the year.
All right. Mike Tirico from me, ESPN. We'll take a brief break here and come back more with Barry Sanders here on 760 WJR, the Sunday Sports Album's 10th anniversary show. Steve Eiserman will join us as well. More of your phone calls. And now a flashback moment. See if you remember this one.
Dave from Mount Clemens, you're on with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate you, Dennis, on a championship. And I want to know about celebration in the locker room afterwards. Was it a little bit more subdued because of the death of Dumar's dad, or did you just like put it out of your mind?
Well, we just put it in the back of our minds that we had to go out there and play basketball. I think Joe wanted us to go out there and win and just basically try to take things off his mind. After each half in the last two games, he said, come on, guys, we can do it. And, deep down inside, you can feel that he wanted to win for his father and do something, you know, because he just wanted to show his father that he's a strong young man.
How does Toyota make the best even better?
Today.
This is Joe Dumars of the Detroit Pistons. Happy anniversary to a group of seasoned veterans, Mitch Album and the Sunday Sports Album.
Tonight's show is brought to you by your Greater Detroit Toyota dealers who purchased over $5 billion from U.S. suppliers and Colony Marine in Algonac, Pontiac, and St. Clair Shores. And thanks to our friends from E.G. Nick's Restaurant for the pizza, chicken, and ribs, our home away from home. They're on Maple Road between Farmington Road and Orchard Lake Road in West Bloomfield. Barry Sanders taking home a big load of the ribs and the lemon pepper chicken. And you might want to do the same. Transportation is by Envogue Limousine, Southeastern Michigan's number one limousine service. When only the best will do, call 1-888-672-LIMO. And we want to thank the Red Wings who not only have games against the Edmonton Oilers on December 11th, the Phoenix Coyotes on December 22nd, and the Great Lakes Invitational on December 26th, but also the Red Wings merchandise and the brand-new merchandise catalog, and call the pros at the Joe at 1-800-WINGS-25.